5 minutes. At least you could have done a set it up.
Yeah, you know.
No.
Okay. Okay. Today's off Yud Dalet on the Masechta the Sanhedrin. We're on Yud Gimel on Bez, where it says Tana Smicha Usmicha Zakenim. Today's share is sponsored by the Silverstein family, Lila Nishas Yisrael Mordechai Ben Dov Zev, Ira Silverstein. Today's is Yardside. The Neshama should have an Aliyah, and the learning that we do today should be an Aliyah for his Neshama. Tana. The Brisa says Smicha Usmicha Zakenim Begimel. Smicha, which we don't know what that is yet, and Smicha Zakenim is with three. My smicha is a kedim. What are that? What is that? Amar v'yochanan, mismach savi. It's conferring smicha on an elder. Amalei abayel of Yosef, mismach savi b'shloshim menalan. How do you know you need three for that? How do you know you need three for that? What does that mean? That means that you now are someone, we'll see in a minute, you're now someone who can paskin kenosos. You're part of the Mesorah. So you need three people to do that. What do you know you need three people to do that? Menalan, Elam, Ediktiv, Yismach, Ediktiv, Olav, that Moshe did that to Yehoshua, Ihachi, Titki, Bechad. One, you only need one for that. Vichi, Tem, Moshe, B'makam, Shiv, V'echad, Kai. And you want to tell me Moshe had the place of 71, which is going to come up in a few days, and such a concept like that, that Moshe himself had the din of the Sanhedrin, whatever that means, then Ihachi, Libai, Shiv, V'echad. You should need 71. You know what? Kasha. It's a Kasha. Not a Tiyufta, not the end of the world, but it's a Kasha. Amalei Rav Acha Barei De Rav Ala Rav Ashi Bida Mamish Samchinan Lei. You mamish have to put your hands on the other person. Like when you bless somebody, you mamish have to put your hands on the person you're giving smicha to. Put your hands on his head. Amalei, that's not what it means. Samchinan Lei Bishma Kari Lei. Samchinan Lei Bishma. We're mismach him by calling him a name. In other words, now you're called Rebbe. Till then, you weren't called a Rebbe. As a matter of fact, if you look throughout Shas, every time it says Rebbe, whoever, that means they had smicha. Every time it says Rav, whoever, it means they didn't have smicha. So the word Rebbe means smicha. Rav Yehuda didn't have smicha. Rebbe Yehuda had smicha. It's always a difference. We don't make any difference between them. We just read like it's Ashrei. But there's a difference. They had smicha, they didn't. Okay? Rebbe had smicha. That's what it means. It doesn't mean you have to put your hands on his head. You don't have to do that. So ask the Tosfos Yontif, why don't you have to do that? Moshe did it. Why don't you have to do that? So he says, he bases it on the Rambam, because we're going to see later, you can give someone smicha, they don't have to be in the room. We're sitting in a bed, and the guy's on vacation. You know what? We're giving him smicha. Rebbe Akiva, we're going to give Rebbe Akiva smicha. Right? Or whoever, or mayor. They don't have to be in the room. They don't have to be there. You have to put your hands on his head, right? Because we're going to see in times of tzara, they don't have to be in the room. If there's a requirement, you have to put your hands on his head. He has to be in the room. It's not going to happen. Never going to happen. You're making it harder to give smicha. So what do they say? You don't have to be in the room. What changes? Now he's called a Rebbe. Right? Now he's called Rebbe. Okay. There are a few exceptions to this rule. Actually, there are. Jerusalem, Yisrael, Amorayim, that didn't have smicha, that were called Rebbe because they were in Eretz Yisrael. That's already a whole, figure who they are.
Does it bring up the point about having been in Eretz Yisrael to get smicha?
Yeah, we're going to get to that. But there could have been people in Eretz Yisrael that did not have smicha that were called Rebbe, or the other way around. They could have been called Rav, but they did have smicha because they were in Bavel. That's a whole separate discussion. There are certain kinds of achron that will point that out throughout Shas. You know, it's like the Maariv Chai is someone that would do that. Oh, by the way, this person had smicha, even though it's called Rav. Okay, but as a general rule, that's what it means. Put your hands on his head, you don't have to do that. You don't have to be in the room. But what changes? Now he's called Rebbe. Now his status changed. And, Karilei Rebbe, you call him Rebbe, V'yavlei Rishus, Limitin Dinei Knossos. And now we can have Rishus to do Dinei Knossos, which you couldn't do before. Only someone who has smicha can do that. Now the Gemara asks, V'ha'achad lo samich? What, one person came to smicha? Now we're going to have an extremely long story to get to the question. What do you mean? V'ha Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav. Right, it's Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda, he didn't have smicha. Barum, however, Zachar Otsu Ishlatov, we're going to mention the following person for good, the Rebbe Yehuda ben Bava Shmo, and his name is Rebbe Yehuda ben Bava, and what's good about him? Shel Mole, if not for him, who nishtachtu dina knosses l'mi Yisrael. He, if not for him, they would have forgotten dina knosses in Yisrael. So Gemara says nishkachtu, they would have forgotten it, so negresinu, learn it over. Ella, that's not what it means. Batlu dina knosses mi Yisrael. Dina knosses would have become batal. Smicha would have become batal. Why? Because he was the last one that had smicha. And if he didn't confer smicha on anyone else, the whole thing would have died. It died anyway. It died anyway. It died later on, a few hundred years later, before Abai and Rav, it already died. But if not for him, it would have died much earlier. He was a Tana. And he's going to get smicha to five Tanayim. May all the five you know. So if not for him, it would have died. What do you see? The question is, what do you see? He did it by himself. So what do you mean he did it by himself? Now, you just know that the Rambam said a very strange statement. The Rambam says in Silchus and Hedrin, Perak Dalet, Halacha Aleph, that if all the Chachamim of the world, who don't have Smicha, but if they get together and say, you know what, we're going to reinstitute Smicha. If they do that, then you can have Smicha again. So he says, Im Yaskimu Kol HaChachamim Sheba Eretz Yisrael, Limnos Dinim, Dayanim, Velitzmoch Osam, Toil it works, the Smicha works. Why? You never get them to agree. That's what happened, by the way. And by the way, the Rambam himself says, if not, how is this following Pasuk in Yeshaya ever going to be fulfilled? The Pasuk says, V'ashiva Shoftecha Kavarishona, I will return the judge like the days of old. How's that going to happen? Mashiach doesn't have Smicha, Mashiach is a regular person. How's that going to happen? It must be that you can reinstitute it by all the gedolim getting together and deciding from now I'm making smicha. Okay, it's around.
How would that change things?
Eliyahu Navi. Who's Eliyahu Navi? Smicha. He did have smicha. The Rambam has a list of all the people that had smicha. You know that? He has a list. He stops at some point. He stops and he says, "Okay, the Masara continued till Rav Ashi, but the smicha stopped." Eliyahu's on the list. So Eliyahu's on the list, but he's not alive. It's a whole shaila. Okay. Anyway. The Rambam would not go for that. The Rambam's not going to go for that. So the Rambam says he could do it. As a matter of fact, in the 1500s, Rabbi Yosef Cairo, you heard of him? He wrote the Shulchan Aruch, and a bunch of his friends in Tzfat got together and decided they're going to redo it. And why are they doing it? Why are they doing it? But for what reason? The reason is, the amazing reason, the reason was to save Klal Yisrael. Why? Because if you have a Beis Din, you can give Malkus. If you can give Malkus, you spare the people from Misa. Because I'm giving them Malkus. If not, they've never gotten punished. When, after 120, they're going to get it. The whole reason was to save people. To make it easier for people after they come to Shemayim, won't be so bad. They already got Malkus. That was the whole reason for them doing it. Of course, it was a huge fight. The main opponent was somebody by the name of Levi ben Chabib. He lived in Yerushalayim. They were against each other. It was a huge fight. And you can't possibly base this Rambam, a whole huge fight, and it never happened. Never happened, but it's an historical, very historical tidbit. They tried to do it. Why did they try to do it? What do you need it for? That's the reason. The reason was for Malkus. Don't let anyone ever tell you otherwise. That was the reason. Okay. Right, we have Beis Din now, exactly. So what do you have Smicha for? Smicha was, now we can give Malkus. If we can give Malkus, we can save people.
So you need three
so if we have the whole Klal Yisrael, all of them to agree, says the Rambam, we can redo it. Even though it's been broken, there's no shayla that's been broken, there's no shayla you need a chain, but the Rambam came up with a big chiddush, well, if we all agree, we can reinstitute it. So let's do it. Said Rabbi Yosef Cairo and his friends, let's do it. The Marie Beirav, he was the main proponent to doing this. Let's do it. We'll do it, we'll give malchus to people, and they come to Shemayim, they'll have Gan Eden, they'll be great. Okay.
It's 3 to give malchus, right?
Yeah. Well, it's the machlokas, 3 or 23. I don't know, maybe we hold it 3. Anyway, Shapa Machas, one time.
Three, you can make more.
Right, once you have one, you can make more. Once you have one, all you need is one. One can make more, right. Okay, most hold that even if you need three, only one of the three has to have smicha. You just need two others to make it into a bezin. That's what most people hold. Shapa Machas, one time, Gazer Malchus HaRashah Gzeira Al Yisrael, they made a Gzeira on Klal Yisrael, the Romans, Shekal HaSomech Yaharek. Anyone who gives smicha, it's a death sentence. Why? Because they're that stupid. If smicha is broken, they didn't know about this Rambam, the Romans. So they, if smicha is broken, that's it. It's over, right? So the Masorah is broken. So let's break that. So they made a gzeira. Right? Make a gzeira. Okay, nobody can keep Shabbos. All right. So for now, we can't keep Shabbos. Then when we can, we'll keep Shabbos again. Here, can't go back. Can't go back. Once it's broken, it's broken. So the Romans, the Ben Yehoyada says that. Anyway, any recipient of smicha gets killed. The Ir shesmuchin b'techarev. The city next nearby gets destroyed. The tchum and shesmuchin b'hen Yaakov. And the tchum, the chum, everything is uprooted. Ma asa Yehuda ben Baba. What did Yehuda ben Baba do? Halach, he went v'yoshev lo ben shnei harim gedolim. He went between two mountains. Uben shtei eyaros gedolim, between two cities. Ben shtei tchum and shavet, between two tchums. Ben usha l'shafaram, between usha and shafaram. He went to a place where it's no man's land. So even if they get caught, no one else gets harmed. Just them. No cities, they're in a no man's land. V'samach sham chamisha zekenim. He gave smicha to the following five zekenim. V'eluhein, Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon, and Reb Shimon bar Yochai. Reb Yossi, Reb Elazar ben Shemua. Right? Stam Reb Elazar is Reb Elazar ben Shemua. Reb Elazar Stam is Reb Yehuda Stam. These are the five tanaim that you see every day. Five. The only one not here is Reb Yeshua is not here. From the famous ones. Who else? Reb Akiva is not here. Right. We'll get to Reb Akiva in a minute. So they're all here. These are the five. These are the five main. What? They're all contemporaries. Yeah. Rabbi Akiva was a little older. He's the Rebbe, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is older also. Rabbi Shu is also a little older. That's why he's not here. He's also older. He lived already. He was alive at the time of the second Beit Hamikdash. Rabbi Meir was not. Anyway. Yeah, they were there. They were there.
Why
do they
have to be there?
What? It has to be there, but they were there. Rabbi Aviyah Moshe Afram Nechemi. He also said Rabbi Nechemi was there too. Anyway, Kivin Sheikiru Avehem Behem, once the Romans got wind of what happened, the chase was on. Amalehen, Bini, Ratsu, get out of here, run away. Amrulo, Rebbe, Matahe Alecha, what's going to be with you, Rebbe? Amalehen, Hareni Muta Lufnein Ke'evan She'en Lahafluchem. I'm already an old stone. I cannot run them. I cannot chase them. Amrulo, the story continues, Lozazim Yisham Adjinatu Bo Shalosh Meos Lunivos Shel Barzel. The story goes that they pierced Reb Yehuda ben Baba with 300 spears. 300 times they pierced him. V'asa kekivra. He became like a sieve. That's how much they, what's up they did to the Reb Yehuda ben Baba. So, the kasha is, he did it alone. He said you need a bezdin. That's the kasha. So before we get to the kasha, the Ben Yehuda asked, well, why are we only saying Zachor Latov to Reb Yehuda ben Baba? What about the five? Also Moser Nefesh. Only him? Right? So he answers, he gives two answers. First of all, he says, what? Right. They were young, even though they called them Zakanim. They called Zakanim. They were young, so for them to run away, it was not such a mysterious nefesh. They couldn't run away. They're young. Reb Yehuda ben Baba couldn't run. So he was not putting his life in danger. Whole separate discussion, but he did it. And the second answer he gives is, each one of them could have said, I didn't get to be here. Tell the other one. You have who to blame. You can shift the blame. He had no one to blame. He couldn't shift the blame. He's the one who gave smicha, so the risk was much more on his shoulders.
Yeah, it's the decree was that everyone in the city would get smicha.
Oh, but he went to no man's land.
Yeah, but you don't think they killed all those five people just being around there?
100%. So, right, I understand. It's a weak answer. The better answer is because, listen, he is the one who took it on himself to do it. He was the danger. He was the initiator, and therefore zachal atov to him. Rehuda ben Baba, so the Gemara says, Rehuda ben Baba, achrina havi ba'adayu. There were two other people there. He didn't do it alone. There were two other people there. Ah, v'hai, d'lo, chashav lahu. Why aren't those two mentioned? Yisham kvodeh Rehuda ben Baba, because they were nobodies. Right? Who's coming down the street? Reb Moshe Feinstein plus the janitor. You don't talk like that. Right? You don't mention the who's coming? The president's coming with the librarian. You don't say that. It's not a covetic to the president. Rehuda ben Baba was there. There were two other people there. They didn't merit mention. The Gemara says, wait a minute. The Rameir, Rehuda ben Baba, Samchi, Rehuda ben Baba gave smicha to Rameir? V'ha'amar Rabba bar Barachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kala Amar Rameir lo samchu Rabbi Akiva, in Elatoa. Don't tell me that Rehuda ben Baba gave smicha to Rameir. It was Rabbi Akiva who gave smicha to Rameir. Right? It wasn't Rehuda ben Baba who did it. It was Rabbi Akiva who did it. Right? Now, ask the Sidri Katana, maybe Rabbi Akiva was one of the other two people that were there. So it's not a stira, they both did it. Maybe he was one of the ones that was there. not mistaber that the Gemara would say, we don't want to mention who it was, he was a nobody, and it turns out it's Rabbi Akiva, of all people. Right?
It doesn't say that. It just says that out of respect for Rabbi Yehuda and Bava.
Right, exactly, exactly.
It doesn't mean the other two weren't of stature.
What? Yeah, but the Gemara, but the Sanhedrin Katana proves that Rabbi Akiva was greater than Rabbi Yehuda and Bava. He proves that Rabbi Akiva was greater, because there was a story when Rabbi Akiva was in Chutz La'aretz.
Exactly.
What?
Rabbi Yehuda and Bava died.
What? That's the second answer he gives. That Rabbi Akiva was already dead.
Rabbi Yehuda
ben Bava died. Rabbi Akiva died first. In Arzei Levanon, he quotes in Arzei Levanon, the piyut that we say in Tisha B'Av and on Yom Kippur, that Rabbi Akiva died before Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. And this happened at the end of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava's life. So Rabbi Akiva was dead already. He was, they're both Saruhu Gemalchus, by the way. Both of them are. They're Saruhu Gemalchus. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. So Rabbi Akiva was already dead. It's a nice thought, but it's not just not historically, it's not true. Okay. So the Gemara answers, yeah, Samche Rabbi Akiva, I'm not sure what this means. Samche Rabbi Akiva gave smicha to Rabbi Meir, velo Kiblu. It, somehow it didn't work out. Didn't accept it. What does that mean? Didn't accept it?
Because he was young.
Who was young?
Rabbi Meir,
was too young, so he gave smicha to a 10-year-old boy. And he didn't accept it. Who didn't accept? I don't know what that means. Kleisel didn't accept it. That's not what Rashi says. Rashi says, lo kiblu, lo fisha dayin ha-yabachar. What does that mean, he was a bacher? All right. What? I didn't see. Who, I don't know who was a bacher. I don't know.
Well, could it have been Yehuda ben Bava?
No. I mean, Kiva gave smicha to a mayor. For whatever reason, it didn't count. It didn't count. Then, Yehuda ben Bava, Kibluha. But it did, it stuck.
According to your sheet,
though,
Rabbi Kiva was earlier.
Right. So what does it mean, Loki Blua? What does that mean, Loki Blua?
Rabbi Meir was too young.
Is that what it means? He was too young? Therefore what?
That the Kleisel did not accept it.
The Kleisel didn't accept it. Okay, that's what the article says. I didn't know what it meant. I didn't know what it meant. I don't know what it means. Look at Blua. I thought it didn't work out. I don't know. So they're both true. He did it. Rabbi Akiva gave it. Whatever reason, it didn't work out.
What?
You don't have to do that. The act of conferring smicha. I don't know. They knew. It's not. Listen, this is not a miracle. We have to have witnesses and a jury. You know, they heard us. They smelled that someone conferred smicha. That's it. The chase is on. Okay, next, we gotta move. Amar Rav Shua ben Levi. Ain smicha b'chutz laretz. There's no such thing as smicha in chutz laretz. Ma ain smicha, what does that mean? Ile madelo dine dine knasos klal b'chutz laretz. If you want to tell me they can't judge knasos and chutz laretz at all, v'hatanan, sanhedrin oheg is bein b'aretz, bein b'chutz laretz. It's not true they can. Ela delo samchina b'chutz laretz. We don't confer smicha in chutz laretz. That we don't do. Pshita, now it's pashut, somchin b'chutz laretz, v'nesmachin b'aretz. You can confer, if I'm in, the person conferring smicha could be in Chutz La'aretz. The person getting smicha has to be in Eretz Yisrael. That's okay. What? No. Oh, I'm reading the law. That doesn't work. That for sure doesn't work. Ella, but the other way around, somchin ba'aretz. I'm here sitting in Eretz Yisrael, and they're going to confer smicha to someone in Chutz La'aretz. If it's nismachin b'chutz La'aretz, my, what's the din about that? Toshma, Rabbi Yochanan having mitzdar, or Rabbi Shimon bar Abba, they'll have a gabal dil smichay. He was upset that he couldn't confer smicha on Shimon bar Abba because he wasn't nearby. In other words, it didn't work. Is that what it means? Yeah, it didn't work. Right? It's impossible, exactly. Exactly. You don't have to be in the same room, you have to be in Israel. You have to be in Israel. No, you can't do it online. Rav Shimon ben Zerid, v'chad di'imei uman Rav Yonasan ben Achmai, or if I'm related to Rav Yonasan ben Achmai, v'chad di'imei uman Rav Shimon ben Zerid, chad da'havi gabayo samchu, v'chad lo gabay lo samchu. One was near him, he gave him smicha, and one was not there, he didn't give him smicha. Okay. Rav Chanina v'Rav Hoshia, havi kamishtake Rav Yochanan lemismichei chinhu. Rav Yochanan wanted to give smicha to Rav Chanina and Rav Hoshia very much. But lo havi mistaya milsa. But it didn't work out. Never worked out. Rashi says something very strange. First of all, the Rashi says, Kishahayu etzlo, lo hayimotzi shnayim shiitztarfu imo l'samchuhu, v'anan tlasa be'inon. Rabbi Yochanan couldn't find two other people. You need three people. Only one has to have smicha, Rabbi Yochanan. But he couldn't find two other people. That's what Rashi says. Everybody asks, well, he couldn't find two people, couldn't find two neighbors? No, they don't have to have smicha. They don't have to have smicha. Can't find two people? So the Rambam holds that all three have to. Clearly, they prove from here that Rashi clearly held not like that. I'm sorry, the other way around. They prove from here that you have to have, because otherwise, how could you not find two people? Couldn't find two neighbors? Obviously, you have to have smicha. Sorry, the Rambam holds the other way around. The Rambam holds only one has to have smicha. The Rambam holds only one has to have smicha. So why didn't he have two people? He didn't have any two people. There's no neighbors. He lived by himself. He had no neighbors. What? He lived in a cave. He had no neighbors. Okay. What?
Couldn't find two with smicha. That's hard to do.
Right. Have you come at Star Tuva? He was very upset about it. Amalei, Lomit Star Mar, Tanan Mitzbeis Eli Ka'asina. Don't worry about it. We come from Eli. And the Amar of Shmuel Bar Nachman, Amar of Yonas, and I changed this Machin Beis Eli. How do you know young Smicha to Eli? To people from Eli? Shinemar, Lohia Zakin, Bebesecha Kol Yomim. My Zakin? Eli, I'm a Zakin Mamish. We know that they don't get old. But that's another story. Vaksiv Kalmar Beisecha Yamutsu and Hashem. Ela Smicha. Not only do the Bnei Eli have his perpetual curse that they don't live to old age, they don't even have smicha. So the fact that they don't have smicha, don't worry about it. We understand. It's part of our, this is who we are, and it's okay. Now, the Marsha asks, then why are they called Rebbe? Why are they called Rebbe if they never got smicha? Why are they called Rebbe? So the Marsha answers, two answers. First of all, he changes the girsa to say Rav, because they never got smicha. That's the easy answer. What he says is, you can be called Rebbe. You can never be called Rebbe Stam. You can never say, he's my Rebbe. He's Rebbe. Why? Doesn't ask Micha. You want to say, Rabbi so-and-so? That you can say. Rebbe Oshia? No problem. Not a problem. He says, that's what it says before. He says, now we can call you Rebbe. It's amazing part. Now we can call, that's what it said in Maral, on Amad Beit. What does it mean to give Smicha? You have to put your hands on his head? So he says, no, you don't have to do that. What do? You call him Rebbe. Says the Marsha, only Rebbe. You want to call him Rabbi, whoever? That you can do also. You don't have to have smicha for that. To say, you're my Rebbe, you're Rebbe, that you have to have smicha for. So to call him Rav Oshia, that's okay. So Marsha says, unbelievable vart. Okay, next. Rav Zera Havi Mitmar Melus Mechei. Rav Zera didn't want to get smicha. He was very big on of. The Amar, he said, Rav Elazar, where is it? The Amar, Rav Elazar, Lolam have a kabel v'kayim. You should be humble. Be in the background. Don't be such a big shot. Don't be a smicha. Don't be quiet about it. Kivan the shama lahad amar belazar ain adam osa legdula elam ki mochlan al kolav onosav. They heard that a way to get to greatness is you get forgiven for all your sins. Great. Right, you have so much to deal with. You might as well get forgiven for your sins. So then when he heard that, amzile anafshe, he wanted to get smicha very much. Kisam chuhul Rabbi Zera, when he got smicha, shari lehachi, they sang, lo kachal, you don't need makeup, lo sharak, you don't need a different kind of makeup, lo pirkas, you don't need a different kind of makeup, v'alaschein, you're beautiful by yourself. That's what it says to the kala. Oh, so even without makeup, she's so beautiful, right? You give her a boost. So too, that's what it said about Rabbi Zera. You don't need makeup, you don't need anything, you're so great by yourself. That's a very nice shevach. Kisam chuhul Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, when they gave smicha to Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi, shari lehachi, they said the following, Kol min dain samchulana. Lo tismchulana, lo misar mitin. We don't give people who don't know any the reasons for anything. We don't give them smicha. Velo misar misin. Not people that mix things up. Velo amile lo machas misin. People that don't want to say the reasons for anything. Velo mitur misin. And we also don't give smicha to people that are empty. Those people don't get smicha. Reb Abuhu ki havi asami mesifta lebe kesar. When Reb Abuhu came from the mesifta to visit the Caesar, Nafak Matronisa de Bei Kesar, a woman, the matron, came out, Umashayrin Lay, she was singing before him. Yes, there's a whole discussion here, how he could listen to that, it's Kolisha, it's a huge halachic discussion over here. Rabba de Ime, you're the leader of the nation, Medabarna de Umse, you're the leader of the people, Butsina de Nara, you're a beautiful flame, Baruch Masayach Vashalom, you should be blessed for peace. Okay. Arifas Egla Bishlosha. Egla Rufa has three judges. Tanar Abanan, it says, V'yatsu zikeinecha v'shoftecha. Zikeinecha shnayim. By the way, the machlokas, some say five. The machlokas in the Mishnah, three or five. Why five? So, zikeinecha shnayim, shoftecha shnayim. Vein besim shakul, can't have besim shakul. Vasifle odachar areikan chamisha, that's five. Divir Behuda. Rishimun omer, no, zikeinecha shnayim, zikeinecha two. Vein besim shakul, you can't have besim shakul. Vasifle odachar areikan shalosh, that's three. Rishimun, hai shoftecha of delay. So, what does it do with the word shoftecha? He said, you don't need it for the number. What does he do with it? That have to be from the Sanhedrin Agadola. So we have 71. We send three of them, not three people from the Shuk, we send three of them to go do the measuring. They have to be from the Sanhedrin Agadola. You don't need all 71 to go. Three is enough. There's going to be a machlokas at the same time. All 71 have to go. Rabbi Yehuda, Mizikneh Ziknecha Nafcha. He learned it out from Ziknecha instead of Ziknei. Okay. Rabbi Shimon, E Mizikneh, if you had that, have I mean, I would have thought Ziknei Ashuk. I would have thought any old three. Kasa Rechman Ziknecha, it's a difference in Ziknecha. Vikid Ziknecha, I mean, I would have thought in a Jikatana. Senajikatana. Kasa Rechman Vishavdecha, Miyuchad and Shavashavdecha. It's got to be no from the Senajagadola. Rabbi Yehuda, Gomar Ziknei Ziknei. When they confer smicha, ma'alahalam miyuchadim sheba eda. Just like over there, it's the best. Afka miyuchadim sheba zekenecha. It's the senajan agadola. Yalif kulam ehasam. If you're learning it out from smicha, then learn everything out from smicha. You have a gzereshav already. Zekenecha v'shavtecha lamali. What do we need these words, extra words for? The Gemara says you're right. Elavav v'shavtecha limenyana. It's the extra vav. For Shimon, lo darish, vav lo darish. Here's the darish in the vav. Okay, that's just limudim. Nothing to say about that. Elameyata. If everything you said is true, then how about this? V'yatzu shnayim. U'madadu shnayim. So Rabbi Yehuda, havitesh, that's 9 judges. And Rabbi Shimon, shiva, that's 7 judges. The Gemara says, no, don't think that. Homibayla l'chidatanya. We need that for the following. V'yatzu hein v'lo shluchin. You gotta do it yourself. You can't have the shliach. U'madadu. And you have to measure afilu nimtza ba'alil li'ir tzarech la'asav k'medida. Even if it's no shayla that's close to this city, it's 2 feet outside of this city. The next city is 3 miles away. You still have to do the medida. Why? It's no shayla. There's no shayla. It's right here. Why? So the Tosfos Yontif says, the Chamer V'chaya says, because when the bezel will go through all the rigmarole of doing this medida, the murderer might get revealed. People might hear what's going on over here. They're doing an eglat rufa. Oh yeah, I saw someone suspicious. Right away, it gets people talking. I don't know if Shiloh is closer to the city. But when the bezin's there and they're measuring it, all the tumult might reveal who the murderer was. It might lead to evidence that they could find out who the murderer was. That's the reason you have to do it. Now, Masnisin de Loki Hai Tana. The Mish does not like the following Tana. Why? The Tanya, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, he says, Elazar ben Yaakov, V'yatzu zikenecha v'shoftecha, zikenecha zeh Sanhedrin. V'shoftecha zeh melech v'kohen gadol. Everybody goes, Sanhedrin, the Melech, the Kohen Gadol, Melech Tiksiv, Melech V'mishma Yamod. A Melech also has to deal with judgment. And, alright. And Kohen Gadol Tiksiv, U'basel, Lakohen Alevim, Vela Shofet. So he holds, Elazar ben Yaakov, you need not just the 3, first of all, you need all 71, and you need the Melech, the Kohen Gadol, and everybody else. Now the Gemara asks like this, Ibai Lahu, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Bechada Palig, or Betarti Palig? The Melech the Kohen Gadol Palig? Does he argue only on the Melech and the Kohen Gadol? Avos Sanhedre, but regardless of Sanhedrin, Ikra Behuda, Ikra Beshimon. Does he hold it can be enough with 3 or 5? Like they held? The Melech and Kohen Gadol, he says a black and white. What did he mean when he says Sanhedrin? Did he mean all of them? Or did he mean only a few of them? 3 or 5, whoever. Odilma, Sanhedrin Nami Palig. Maybe he means the whole Sanhedrin. Right? What did he mean? There's no Shaila that he argued on the Sanhedrin, on the Melech and the Gadol. The Mishnah didn't say that. Tosfos asks, well, you know, we're going to have later that you have to have an ear when you want to add on to the city. If you want to make the city bigger or the Azar bigger, you have a whole procession with the Kohen Gadol. None of that's in the Mishnah. That's not in the Mishnah either. The Mishnah's only talking about judges, not anything ancillary. So Tosfos says it's not the same. Doesn't say why. Look at the last 2 lines of Tosfos. Im Isa the Tzarech Melech v'Kohen Gadol, have a little misni behedja. Should have said it. The answer is that. So they explain because the way the wording in the Mishnah is regarding Egla Rufa, it should have said it. Okay, so the point is, does Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov hold he did a full Sanhedrin? Listen to his following raya. Amar Rabbi Yosef Toshma. Such a thing called a Zakin Mamre. A Zakin Mamre is somebody who argues on Besdin. A Zakin Mamre is someone who argues on Besdin. He held this is mutter. Besdin said it's not true. He lost. He had a good claim. He lost. He then goes back to his hometown and he paskins like himself. And he paskins against Besdin. Such a person is a Zakin Mamre. He's going to get killed for that. So let's listen to this. Matzan Abeis Pagi. Let's say the Zakin Mamre bumps into the Sanhedrin in Beis Pagi. They're not on the Lishkas Hagazas. They're not in the Harabayas. They bump into them in the street. And they have a halachic dispute. Right? And he loses. Is that a Zakin Mamre? The Gemara says, no, it's got to be the Himra Alehin. He argues on them. Yachal, I would think, hey, Hamara, so Hamara, that's a good case of Zaki Bamri. Tamad Lomer, no. The Kamta V'Yalisa El HaMakom. Malamed, Shahamakom Gorein. The Makom matters. You can't just meet him in the street. You have to do it only in the Harabayas, or only in the Lishkas HaGazis will a din of Zaki Bamri apply. Not in the street. Dinafa Kama. How many did he bump into? How many did he bump into? Elema Miksasan. He bumped into half, a bunch of them. Dilma, maybe. Harach Dika Gavoy, Kamai, Kavase. Maybe the ones he didn't bump into agree with him. Right? How many did he bump into? Elapshita Dinafa Kula. There's no Shaila, Kaima Kavase. There's no Shaila, he bumped into all of them. Right? Right? There's no Shaila, he bumped into all of them. He says the Yad Ramah, maybe he bumped into 40 of them out of 70. 40, majority. And if the majority already doesn't agree with him, we don't need the rest anyway. What do we need the rest for?
You don't have discussion.
Oh, Shia and Stewie. Says the Yad Ramah, you can't have a meeting, you can't have a Sanhedrin unless everybody's there to voice their opinions. That's why, anyway I have the votes. Right? Anyway they disagree with him. There's more than a majority. That doesn't count. Why doesn't it count? Because they all have to, he has to hear everyone what they say. I'm guilty of it also, don't worry. You have to hear what everyone says. You have to hear what everyone says. If you don't hear what everyone says, then it's not considered a Sanhedrin. There's a majority here telling him no. He has a majority anyway. Doesn't make a difference. Why? Because when you hear what everyone has to say, you might change your mind.
Quorum at 71.
You have to have a quorum at 71, exactly. Okay, well, after the majority anyway, he's a Zaki Mamre. No, he's not a Zaki Mamre. Why? Not everyone got a chance to speak. Anyway, El Pshita Danafakul. So it has to be, he bumped into all 71. Now, Lamai, what are all 71 doing in the street? Elema Labasal Devar Rashus. What, they went for a Rashus? They're just taking a stroll. Me, Matsi Nafki. Is that true? Foxiv, Sharecha, Anan, Hastar, El, Yachzer, Mazog. When the Sanhedrin sat, they didn't take a stroll together. It didn't happen. Somebody asked, well, maybe they were all going home. Then it's not Sanhedrin now. The day's over. Ella, Pshita Ludvar Mitzvah. They must have been doing a mitzvah. Heichi Dami, what mitzvah are they doing? Lav Lamedidas Egla. Aren't they going to do judge at Egla Rufo? What do you see? You need all 71? No. The Blazev Yaakov, he, the Amar, cool to Hedjim Inan. Therefore, Blazev Yaakov holds. You have to have all 71? Says the Gemara, Amalei Abai Lav, you're going to Shigatu Lahotiv Al Ira Lala Zoros. No, they're going to make the big, your city of Yerushalayim with their Zoros bigger. That's what they're doing. Lav Davka Egla Rufa. Kiditnan, like we learned, Ein Mosifin Al Ira Lala Zoros, El Abedin Shashim Vechad. You have to have 71.
Right.
No, they're included. Now, Tani Kavasad Rav Yosef, Matzara Beis Pagi, if you bump into Sanhedrin and Beis Pagi, the Himra Alehen, and you argue with them, Kigon, Shigatul Medidas Egla, Lohosef Al Zaros, and why are they in the street? What are they doing in Beis Pagi? Because they're adding on to the Beis Hamikdash, or to the city. Yachol, Shait Hamra, I would have thought this is a good case of Zaki Mamre. Why? Because we have the whole Sanhedrin over here, and I'm arguing with them, and I'm going to go back to my hometown, and I'm passing against them. Talmud Lomar, no way. V'kamta v'lisa, el makom, malamid, shemakom, goreim. Only the makom is goreim. Okay? Okay. Next Gemara is actually not easy. Now, Netzer Revai u'maiser sheni, she'ein dam of yiduim b'shlosha. Netzer Revai, which is fruit in the fourth year, or maiser sheni, you don't know how much it's worth, it has to be evaluated by three judges. Okay? Tal machlokas. It's a big machlokas we've shown him. That's very detailed. Very detail-oriented. Tanan Rabbanan. Ezu maiser sheni she'ein dam of yiduin. What's maiser sheni? We don't know what it's worth. And why don't we know? Why don't we know what it's worth? So the Gemara says, perisher kivu, because it's rotting. Or yayin shehikrim, it spoiled already the wine. Umo shechlidu, the coins got moldy. So we don't know. Tanan Rabbanan. Maiser sheni she'ein dam of yiduin. Poded also b'shloshal lekuchos. You're poded it with three merchants. Why? Because they know. Avalo b'shlosha she'en lekuchos. You don't use three people that are not merchants. Afilu nachri. You can even use a guy. Afilu nachri echad mehen. Even a guy. Afilu echad mehen bailim. Even if one of them is the owner himself. Why? Because it's only a question of how much it's worth. A guy knows he's the expert. Go to the guy. No problem. It's not a halachic thing. How much are we redeeming it for? But Rabbi Yirmiyah, what about this? Shlosha, what do you have, three people? Umatilim l'soch kitz echad, mahu. The three people, the three partners, they all share the same purse. Is that also considered a case of those three people judge? Right, so we're suspicious they're going to manipulate the number because they're all partners. So Gemara says, Toshma, ish v'ishto, ish u'shtei nashav poder ma'aser sheni. Shindam of Yiduin. Even a man and his wife can do it. A man and his wife can do it. It's two wives. Certainly, it's two wives and two mother-in-laws. So certainly, three partners could do it. So Gemara says, no, Dilma, maybe that case of the wife was kigondra of Papa, who based Abba Sorah. Papa and his wife, who was called Beis Abba Sorah, she was a merchant in her own right. She herself was a merchant. So we're not suspicious of any kind of funny business going on between her papa and his wife. They were themselves merchants. So then it's okay. So that we don't answer the question. But it seems, if the partners are all from one partnership, it might be a suspicious thing, and we might not allow it. Heck. Bestamanat. It was her father's business. She was working for her father. So, hekdeshos b'shlosha. Hekdeshos, if you want to redeem hekdesh, that's also done with three. Masnesen deloki haitana. This Mishnah cannot call it the following tana. The tanya, blazer ben Yaakov Omer, afil tzinua shel hekdesh, even a fork, anything of hekdesh, tzvichen asar b'nei adon loftosa. You need 10. 10 people. Amalei Rav Papa la'abaya, b'sham alozer ben Yaakov. Rav ben Yaakov actually makes sense. You know why he makes sense? The Amri, he says, k'deshmul, the Amr shmul, asar kahanim, k'suv m'parsha. It says the word kahanim 10 times in the parsha of hekdesh. So I understand you need 10. Why don't all 10 have to be kahanim? We'll do that tomorrow. El Rabbanon, Shlosha Manalu. Where do you get 3 from? Why 3? V'chiyite madiksev b'hu shlosha. You want to tell me it says in the parasha dealing about metaltalit, it says only 3? Then karkos, diksev bu arba, tiski b'arba. Then by karkos, where it says 4 times, you should have 4 judges. V'chiyite mahachanami. Anytime that's true, alam atanan, hakarkos, tisha v'choin. That by Kokos, it's 10. 9 of them have to be read. One has to be a Kohen. Elamai, what do you want to tell me? Dimashalme Buhu Asara, Dimashalme Buhu Asara. You know why you need 10? Because the Rashi explains that this is the last part of the Torah, the last parsha dealing with it, so we're going to accumulate all the Kahanim that are mentioned till now. That's a Mashlim, we're going to be Mashlim. All the Kahanim that are mentioned, and you come with the number 10. Therefore, you have to have 10 judges. Then, if that's true, then hekdeshos the mashal b'hushita leboy shita. Then the parsha before that, which mentioned 6 judges, those hekdeshos should require 6 judges. You know what? Kasha, you're out of the kasha. It's a kasha. Okay. Oh, we actually finished. All right, we'll stop here, and we will pick up on this tomorrow. Good stuff today. Good stuff tomorrow also.
Excellent.
All right. Have a very good day.
He said.
He said.